good to have you with us here. It is a foggy Valentine's Day, foggy Tuesday morning. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Oh, man, I tell you, for the time of the year, been pretty good weather. I was driving yesterday, had to go through a snowstorm down in the Deer Lake area. Things really coming down. They got like 9 inches of new snow up on Snoqualmie Pass yesterday. But overall, really no snowfall here in the area other than as the little bit of a storm came through. We had heard of pretty good rain just out of Chewila and a little bit of snow at the time, but nothing sticking to the ground. And tell you, kind of took me by surprise. I all of a sudden going along and decided to take the car instead of the truck. And I thought, man, maybe I should have brought the truck. Nope, it was okay. Only lasted for a few miles. But, yeah, I had a pretty good snowstorm down there by Deer Lake yesterday afternoon. Let's head over to Olympia, check with Jacqueline Maycomer with this week's Capitol Report.
The House will be in order.
This is Capitol Report. News and views from Washington House Republicans. And now from Olympia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the Republicans of caucus.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. My guest is 7th District State Representative Jacqueline Maycomer from Republic. Thanks for being with us on our program today.
Thank you for having me.
One of your bills had a public hearing, and that is talking about mobile mental health crisis intervention. Let's talk about that for a second. What is this bill about?
It's 1661. It's the mobile mental health crisis unit. That is that initial contact when someone's in crisis mode, whether that's suicide or having a hard day, but you're in crisis mode. Law enforcement responds, secures the scene, but they know there's a mental health crisis ongoing in that moment. What happens usually is that somebody's given a 1-800 number. Monday morning, they can try to get services. They can try to call someone, but the scene is secure. Law enforcement leaves and that individual is left to themselves in that crisis mode. So what this is a mobile mental health crisis unit. They come in, they talk to the individual, they bring in services, they talk them down in that crisis moment and then walk them through the next step of those services, which is so important because we talk about mental health. But we don't talk about that moment, that crisis mode moment. And this is for anybody that is having a mental health issue, and it allows the individual to get the treatment then and there.
So has this been tried in other areas, for instance, and how successful has this been?
This is modeled after an Oregon model that was very successful. They were independent vehicles. So we do have some pilot projects in Spokane where the law enforcement officer and the mobile mental health crisis unit or the mental health crisis person rides with the law enforcement officer. That's great when you're in a big department. But when you're in a rural area and you don't have enough officers to respond or stay with that individual without responding to another call, this gives them that independence where they can go in, secure the scene, and allow that mental health provider to be with that individual over time in that night or that day and really help them continue on through the service and through the process and getting help.
What are your expectations on this?
I'm excited to see it exec out and move through the process. And this bill has come up a couple times. I wrote it 2 years ago.
And what's been the reluctance so far since you started this 2 years ago?
It is a very streamlined program, only a few pages, doesn't cost a lot of money, but there's a big buildup of other ideas. Sometimes simple is best, and simple when you're having a crisis that you have a mental health provider that is initially there. So this is a pilot program that says, hey, it works in other areas. It works across the state. Are we able to do it in rural areas where the people need it the most?
Representative Jacqueline Maycomer, thanks for being with us on Capitol Report. We want to thank our listeners for being here with us on the program. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more information, go to houserepublicans.wa.gov.
The House is now adjourned.
This is Sarah from Reimagined Home in beautiful downtown Colville. We are your premier one-stop shop for flooring, blinds, home decor, furniture, locally made gifts, and so much more. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. We carry Annie Sloan chalk paint, the one and only true chalk paint. We also offer custom painting and fun workshops. Come check us out at 108 South Main in Colville or give us a call at 509-684-4673.
The annual spaghetti feed and dessert auction fundraiser for the Colville High Equestrian Team Booster Club. That's coming up soon.
I'm Margie Sager, the advisor for the Colville High School team, and I work with the Parent Booster Club as well. And we really coordinate everything we do so that we can keep our team up and running. It takes a lot of travel time, horse trailers, all of that. The Colville High School Equestrian team has a booster club that helps support them for all of the expenses of going to meets. And so the booster club is having the spaghetti feed on Friday, February 17th at 5 o'clock at the Ag Trade Center. And along with the spaghetti feed is an auction. They'll have a live auction and a silent auction to help raise funds to support the high school equestrian team. And those funds are used to help pay for fuel, expenses to rent arenas. Usually there are some coaches' expenses like camping and hotel. And so the funds raised help support those coaches. They're all volunteers. And so any help that we can provide as a club is really important. Colville High School Equestrian Team is part of the state Washington High School Equestrian Teams organization, and the team provides opportunities for kids who love to ride and have horses to work with coaches to improve their riding skills and then compete in competitions at 3 district meets and the state meet. And in the past, we've had kids that score high enough at the state meet to qualify for the Pacific International Invitation, which is usually held in Oregon. It's either in Oregon or in Moses Lake, and this year it'll be in Oregon. So any funds we raise will help support kids to go to that. Our season starts in September, and so anybody that's interested in joining has to be of high school age and be enrolled in a high school program. It can be an online program or from a surrounding school. We have riders from Northport, Springdale, Inchulam, Kettle Falls, and Colville. So any kids in the surrounding area that might be interested need to start contacting us in July and August and letting us know that they want to ride. And then in September, we start our practices. But we are really a very widely spread organization, and it's just awesome to have kids from so many areas participate. We are asking for a $5 donation for the spaghetti dinner, and it includes spaghetti, Caesar salad, and garlic bread. And then we have a dessert auction, and most of the people that have come in the past eat spaghetti, then buy a dessert and share with their table. And we do have a $20 for a family of 6. It would just be a family fee of $20 if they would like to participate. And you can eat 4 helpings if you want.
All right, get in, eat, and eat, and eat. It's going to be a good time. Help them raise some funds there. The equestrian team started a few years ago, and boy, oh boy, have they done a good job. And kids from all of the surrounding schools are welcome to join in and participate. Coming up on Friday, that's from 5 till 9, and down at the Ag Trade Center at the fairgrounds.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
All right, city council meeting coming up tonight for Colville. Oh, that sounds like a great way to spend your Valentine evening. They're going to be raising the rates. Solid waste rates are going to be going up. They'll be discussing that, setting fees up at the airport, and talking with the library district on their interlocal cooperative agreement for the operation and maintenance at the Colville Library. Should be a pretty quick meeting tonight, but I think I'll pass. It's Valentine's Day. Colville City Council meeting coming up tonight.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Officials, got to put on your tin hat for this one, I guess. Officials offering few details about the four aerial objects that have been recently shot down. In case you listen to Joe Rogan, you know his opinion of it now. One popular claim says that the airborne devices are a way to frighten and distract Americans. UFO shooting up, as some suggest the devices could be from another planet. Now, the first one, the big balloon, enough of that's been recovered and stuff from the ocean and washing up on beach. Pretty much sure that was a Chinese surveillance balloon. But not much has been said about the other three objects being shot down in recent days. A lot of rampant speculation. Everything from, why did the missile miss? $400,000 shooting that missile, and it missed the object. Apparently, the one they shot down up over Alaska, they had some technical issues with the plane and their electronics. Well, Carrie Jean Pierre, she's the goofball press person for Biden. She refutes the notion that the U.S. government is shooting down extraterrestrial UFOs. And then the Strategic Communications Coordinator, John Kirby, went on and says he doesn't think the American people need to worry about aliens, at least not with respect to these craft.
I know there have been questions and concerns about this, but there is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Again, there is no indication of aliens or terrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. Wanted to make sure that the American people knew that, all of you knew that, and it was important for us to say that from here because we've been hearing a lot about it. I'm not...
Would you tell us?
I loved E.T., the movie, but I'm just going to leave it there.
My understanding is that the top officials at the Pentagon, when asked explicitly if they were ruling out any kind of extraterrestrial presence, said they weren't ruling anything out. And yet at the beginning of today's briefing, albeit with her usual winning smile, Ms. Jean-Pierre seemed to rule out any extraterrestrial activity.
I don't think the American people need to worry about aliens with respect to these craft. Period. I don't think there's any more that needs to be said there.
Okay, there you have it. That's the official word from Washington, D.C.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert. your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd, or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018, or go to abc-heating.com.
They've got high school basketball coming up on Wednesday. Tomorrow starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. That's when the girls' game gets underway. Then Colville boys play right after that one. We'll have girls and boys basketball. This will be from West Valley, down in the Spokane Valley. And that'll be on 92.1 KCRK. WSU Cougar basketball this week coming up Thursday night, late night affair. The Cougars take on Oregon State, pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8 o'clock. It'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off on Sunday. Oregon takes on the Cougars, those games being played down in Pullman.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Today's weather forecast brought to you by R.E. Lee Shoe Company. Continuing Happy Feet February with Allegra and Nayot brands, 20% off this week. Next week, Merrill and Chael's brands, going to be 20% off. Yeah, it's February. Happy Feet February at the R.E. Lee Shoe Company, 102 North Main, beautiful downtown Colville. 39 for a high this afternoon. Freezing fog overnight. Going to be down 14, 15 degrees overnight. Freezing fog tomorrow morning. 35 the high on Wednesday. Down to 19 Wednesday night. 38 the high Thursday. Down to 24. Chance we might see a few rain or snow showers on Friday. Up high, up around 40. 23 overnight, 39 the high Saturday, 26 overnight. A slight chance of some rain, could be rain mixed with snow. Snow will be probably above the valley floor Sunday night. Overnight low expected around 25, rain, snow possible. Washington's birthday, President's Day, coming up on Monday, the 20th. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. No wind. The barometer back up at 29.95. And a little on the chilly side this morning, 23 degrees. Valentine's Day. Hope you, at least got, a few flowers, a box of candy, and have yourself a fabulous Tuesday. Eric Carpenter on KCVL, KCRK.